Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know I keep talking about the noise in D.C., the political rhetoric. Politics is killing this nation, or already has, but I refuse yet to give up the fight. Perhaps it's the ornery revolutionary blood I have running through my veins. Perhaps it's the love of my family and the future generations of this nation. Or perhaps it's my love of God. Or perhaps I'm just selfish and I want those rights given to me by God and secured away from the government incorporated through the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. But today's politicians keep ripping that seal open and tweaking the meanings. And not in a good way. After yesterday's show, I received a note from a listener. I'll not give his name, but here's what he said. Beth, I heard you whining again on your show this morning about Trump firing Comey. First of all, the writing is all over the wall, and you're just too stupid to admit it. He could have fired Comey long ago, but no, only when he starts feeling the heat of the investigation fire. Otherwise, Trump thought Comey was a good man. And as far as your whining about how much Trump and Pence are costing the taxpayers, lawyer fees, etc., if you would have read a little further, both said none of it was from taxpayer dollars. Whether you want to believe that or not is a different story, but that's what they claim. And finally, you whine about the Democrats wanting sensible gun laws, and yet, yes, we need them. No Democrat has ever advocated taking our guns away and attacking the Second Amendment like you idiots on the right keep trying to instill in the nation's minds. In fact, who was the only president who ever actually went in and legally started confiscating the citizens' guns? That's right, it was George W. Bush after Katrina. So get off your high conservative horse and wake up. And I replied, "Hello, Mike. You completely misunderstood my whining, as you call it. The investigation by a special counsel will be paid for by taxpayers. Perhaps the attorneys for the POTUS and the vice president will not." I also mentioned that all this last administration, both Republican and Democrat regimes, have gone against our U.S. Constitution. This isn't a right and left situation in this nation. It is, do you want socialism, communism, or a free republic? If you're hating me for fighting for your liberty, I am truly sorry, but I feel a strong obligation to the future generations of this nation. As for more gun laws, no, we do not need them. Shall not be infringed was to protect we the people. I fail to understand why others do not see that. It is against the law to shoot others. Gun laws only remove guns from honest people, not the bad guys. More laws, less liberty. More entitlements, no independence. I do appreciate your listening support. You should have called into the show and we'd have had a discussion, a friendly discussion, Beth Ann. The noise and the anger is growing. The left, this is coming from me now, that was the end of my note back. The left, I don't like saying left and right anymore, I really don't. But those who hate our new president, or our republic, are blinded by the socialism. I'm confused by their lack of understanding, their inability to see, you know, I'm always saying the forest for the trees, that all cannot be given to them by government incorporated unless the established incorporation first takes it away from another. And if they take it away from one, they will take it away from you. If the redistribution of wealth is your idea of the American dream, realize that you will never, ever own anything. There will be no private property. Wait, we barely do now, don't we? The Edgar Allan Poe poem, The Bell, starts out seemingly nice as he listens to the bells, the tinkling of the bells. And then the bells seem more melancholy, and then the bells become noise and driving him insane. I see socialism like that. If you are fooled thinking all these give-me's are nice, then you realize there are many strings attached, and you become a little more melancholy, a little more concerned. And then the strings, the entitlements, they enable you, perhaps strangle you, and you want but cannot break free, and you are consumed by the bells, by communism. I received another note regarding the angry haters that are so loud, the ones I call clamoring cymbals. Here's another one. She said, "Hi, Beth Ann. Remember that movie years ago, Gremlins? The leader of that demonic horde was called Stripe. And it just reminds me of the Democratic National Committee and Bernie Sanders supporters all going berserk, going after the president, President Trump's administration. Well, I can see the comparison. I truly do. And maybe we should stop feeding them after dark. You know, there was three rules. There are three rules. One, no bright lights. Two, don't get him wet. And never feed him. Number three, never feed him after midnight, no matter how much he begs. Well, the bright light I would refer to or parallel with truth. And that seems to anger the left, those who want socialism. So what do we do? The anger is in this nation. It is. And as I said, it confuses me. Since I was a very small girl, I had such a love for this nation. And as you can see, I still do. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Keyword there, property. I promised you last week that I would have Tom DeWeese back on very soon, and here we are. This is very soon. The noise in D.C., Tom, the pundits, the politicians, they revel in the fight. Oh, they're profiting from the fight, and they purposely mislead the people. We have all been completely lost our rights. We have all but completely lost our rights, and the people, I fear, seem to want big government to rule over them. July 4th's coming up, Tom, and I've been studying for a special show, and it's difficult for me to see and know the sacrifice of our founding fathers, how they gave their lives for independence. And we are growing to be a people who want dependence. Can we wake them up? Welcome back, Tom. Let's make sense of, instead of noise, and let's capture the independent spirit of our founding fathers. Rally the troops for liberty. Welcome back, Tom. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Beth. Thanks for having me.
Well, I got a long little pep talk there. I had to get in there. I apologize that it took me so long. But, you know, property rights is something we don't hear that anywhere else. And I know this is really something that's your passion, and you've been fighting this battle for a long time.
Well, it is. You know, the property rights are under siege in every direction, and people don't even understand what the words mean anymore. It used to be, we talked about, I'm the king of my castle. This is my land. No trespassing. Don't step across that line. This is where I will live my life and do what I want to do with it. And all of that is gone. That is all now considered violent. It is considered racist. It is a social injustice to own private property today. That's one of the things I say. And everything is about collectivism, and you have the right to pay the mortgage and pay the taxes, and every other decision made about your property is made by somebody behind a closed door. And so this is what we're facing. People don't even know what it means anymore.
And let's define property when we come back. I'm going to have you tell our listeners, what is property? You know, we think about the plot of land our house is sitting on, but it's much, much more than that. We're going into a break. I want you to hold off on your calls for just at least another segment so I can give Tom an opportunity to talk. Beth kind of flew off at the mouth, but I'm going to give Tom a chance, and we're going to talk about property. Property rights here in the United States of America. That's what it was all about. Without property, there's no American dream. 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Thank you. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week day morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Tom DeWeese, and we're going to define property. You know, last week when I spoke with you, Tom, you talked about the middle class and how important the middle class is and property is to the middle class and how important the middle class is to a nation. And I think we'll define property, and then I kind of want to get into that again because, you know, these politicians keep saying, oh, we have to protect the middle class, but really what they're doing is destroying the middle class. So I want to define property first, and then we'll get into that other.
Well, when you're talking about owning your own home, your property really consists of the land that it's agreed that you've purchased, the natural resources, the minerals, the crops, the water on it, any building that's on your land. You have a right to sell it, to transfer, to lease, to develop your property. Anything like that, you can do that. Supposedly, that is what private property means. And when you do that, you're building equity, you're building the investment in it, and then you can sell it for a profit and controlling what's happening there. So, private property. If you don't have private property, stand on. John Locke said, he was one of the great influences on our founding fathers, and he said, life and liberty are secure only so long as the right of property is secure. They understood if before private property was recognized, we had a society of hunters and gatherers that just moved across land. We had marauding bands that confiscated the what was produced by others. And this is really the bottom line here. Private property is really your ability to benefit from your labors, from if you've grown crops there or if you've invested in it, anything like that, you benefit from it, and it's secure from somebody trying to take it away from you.
And I want to take it another step there with livestock, with animals, and we know that HSUS is one of those that has put the heat on the American rural way of life, particularly the farmers and the ranchers, and in Missouri the pet breeders. They the HSUS has gone after them, and they're still doing that. They're nicknaming things and making them sound worse than they are, or making them sound bad when they're not. Maybe I should put it that way. But whether it's your pet, your puppy dog, your kitty cat, or your cow out there on the range, or your horses, your horse and carriage, it's a way of life, your property, and it is something that they want to take away, and that is very concerning.
Yeah, the entire system of the United States, the economic system, free enterprise, private property ownership, and controls on government are under attack. You ask why? Well, it's obvious, because they want the opposite. They want big government to dictate exactly what all of us do and how we live, and we're all supposed to go in lockstep in that one direction. We aren't allowed to have differing opinions or differing ideas. We all have, if you do, then you're dangerous, because if you start questioning things, you begin to rock their boat of their very well-organized society. That's what they want. And, you're talking about the Humane Society of the U.S. This is probably one of the biggest scams going.
Oh, goodness.
We could go on forever. I have a friend of mine who was a pet breeder who actually had her dogs taken from her. These were blue ribbon champion dogs. You don't abuse dogs that are winning blue ribbons. They don't win blue ribbons if you're abusing them, but they came up with these excuses. What they have done is they have villainized pet breeders and pet shops and things like that as being awful, horrible places, and rescued animals has become the mantra of great respect and compassion. The fact of the matter is, what the Humane Society of the U.S. and several of these other groups are doing, they get judges in their pocket and different things like that, and they are literally taking animals from other people, suddenly putting up charges that they've been abused, and they put them in these shelters, and they sell them as rescued animals. And in fact, they're not rescued, they're stolen. And they have actually built a bigger enterprise, billion-dollar enterprise, much bigger than the pet breeders used to be and the pet shops. And they actually import dogs from other countries, other places, calling them. They make up all these stories about how they're abused. It's absolutely a lie. They are nothing but a criminal cartel, and people are falling for it because every single thing the left does, they do it by pulling on our heartstrings, on our compassion, on our generosity, and they find a way to suck you in by making up these stories. And what they have done is destroyed lives, destroyed an economy, destroyed a way of life, and we're all sitting there helping them do it because we believe these lies.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they are. They're bold-faced lies, and I've had, and I know you know Mindy Patterson, I've had her on many times, and we've talked about what they are doing. She stays so right on top of all this and deals with it firsthand with her organization, the Cavalry Group, and it's just amazing to me. But she says every time she gets on here and we start talking, she goes, this is a property rights thing. This is a property rights issue. People just think of that as the land your house is on, but it's so, so much more. And, when we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity, I always add that to that. You have to have a way of life.
Absolutely. I joked back in the beginning when I started writing about these kind of things, and you know, as you begin to learn things, you have how you were taught in life and what you believe, and all of a sudden you start seeing all this stuff come up, and you think, this can't be serious. This is a joke. And I used to joke that if we kept going in this direction with animal rights, the day was going to come when the bear and the deer and the elk and your dogs and so forth are going to be members of your homeowners association with a voting right to it. I mean, you know, that seemed that absurd to me.
So close now.
But we are. You've got to be careful what you say, because it seems like you give them ideas.
Oh my goodness. They come up with it. I had a hog farmer on a few weeks back, and I actually went to visit their restaurant or their facility. They've got a from the farm to the table facility, and it is just amazing, Tom. Next time you come into Missouri, we're taking you there. But it's just absolutely amazing what they do. But they have the hogs in confinement. And so HSUS has, you know, they've nicknamed that, and the acronym is CAFO, just like puppy mills. They made that up. It's all made up. That wasn't something that was there. They make this up to make them sound worse than they are. And there's one person that actually works for HSUS that also happens to be a hog farmer. And he's out there just wailing and wailing at these CAFOs, and he actually owns one. And I won't give his name, but I'm telling you, the hypocrisy that is out there is just absolutely amazing to me. And I wasn't raised like that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, I have a problem, and I know you probably do too, understanding why anybody would not love what our founding fathers gave us. Why would we be so willing to just think it is nothing more than an old document, nothing more than, you know, an old theology, and we just need to throw it away, and you're just bigoted here, and you're this on this side, and you're it just goes on and on. And I read a blog today where the left is blaming Donald Trump for bullying in the school now. You know, he's responsible for everything. I never knew one man could have so much power.
Especially in 100 days.
That's crazy. any little white kid that bullies somebody else, it's Donald Trump's fault. So it's comical. Like you said, you were making a flip remark, and here we are so very close to that. And I know people don't understand it. They're rolling their eyes around at Beth, you know, and I go, well, let's get back to the wolf stories, you know, where they've got the wolves and the cougars and all that, and here they are in people's backyards now. It's just amazing that, we're running out of time here. We're going into another break. But it's just amazing to me that people don't understand how important property rights truly are, and no one else talks about it. No one else talks. Well, you do, and there's a few others, but no one in mainstream media or even Fox talk about it. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Stay on topic today if you give us a phone call. 877-895-5410. Property rights. Let's take it a bit further. Independence. 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home.
To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Frank from Ohio. Frank, how are you today?
Hey, Frank from Ohio. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a homeowner, been a homeowner for 17 years, and I pay taxes, property taxes, and I feel like I'm just a renter. I got friends that live in Pennington, New Jersey. They got a townhouse, and they're dropping $11,000 a year on taxes every year. $11,000 for a townhouse. So, you know, I just feel being a property owner, I really don't get too many rights, but I do got to pay property tax, and I just end up feeling like a renter sometimes, you know, paying property taxes. So, you know, they are destroying the middle class, and people, you know, have to pay property taxes, and the politicians and bureaucrats don't seem to mind robbing the homeowner on taxes and stuff. We got to do the upkeep, the maintenance, the repairs, and everything else. And just a quick call, so I let other calls come in.
All right.
And happy Father's Day to your husband and all you guys out there. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know, property tax, it was just the beginning. You know, we had income tax and property tax. And, of course, we really need to have a show just on Agenda 21 again. And you've got a great article I see here. Agenda 21, 2030 over foreshadows Convention of States. And I was just skimming it. I just now found it. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. And I was skimming it, and I thought, oh, wow, so much information there. I want to encourage people. We have another caller, but I want to encourage people to go to the American Policy Center. It's the AmericanPolicy.org. AmericanPolicy.org. And Tom has all kinds of great information there, and we'll keep you informed. And you can have Tom in your area and have him help educate your community. We're going to go to the phones. Larry from Illinois has a comment. Larry, how are you today? I'm sorry, Larry from Missouri.
I agree with that last caller. They came in with the property tax, I think it's robbing the people of actually owning the land because they never own it.
Yeah, we're serfs on the land. There's no doubt about that. But not every state has property tax. Not every state does.
The ones that do have property tax.
But the others have something else. Absolutely, Larry. I want to get back to Tom. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call. Not every state has property tax, but we all have something. And we have become serfs on the land. And I was skimming through that article that you have here and was talking about some of the things that Agenda 21 does to property owners. And, stipulations, you know, when a community takes government money, then next thing you know, they're stuck in this sustainable community twilight zone. Let's call it the twilight zone, you know, where they can't get loose. You know, it's just, you know, do you remember the tar baby story, the story of the tar baby?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're like. You know, we just keep kicking it, and next thing you know, we're all stuck.
Well, stuck in it, yeah. You know, I was in New York City a few weeks back at an event where I was able to pitch ideas for interviews and stuff to a bunch of major media in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like speed dating. You had 3 minutes to make your pitch and move on to the next one. And we were in this big ballroom, and I was in the middle of Manhattan. I mean, Grand Central Station was across the street.
I've not been to New York.
Square Garden. So. Yeah, I'm never very comfortable there when I am. But anyway, we had these great big windows. You could look out over, you know, the city. And I was pitching to a radio host for CBS Radio New York. And I was talking about property rights and the plight of the people in the inner city and things like that. And I said, look out that window. I said, as far as your eyes can see, there is not a single property right. There are people paying taxes and there are people paying mortgages, but every single decision about their property is being made behind closed doors by somebody else. Mm. He looked at me, turned around, he smiled, he said, we got to get you on.
There you go.
So, you know, but I mean, he got it. He understood what I was saying, and there isn't a single property right in New York City, and these are the people who are leading across the country other ideas and other communities, and property rights are disappearing step by step by step. And you asked earlier, you know, can't understand why people don't understand the genius of the American system that our founders gave us and that sort of thing. And I keep saying to myself, you know, why do these people promote a failed system that has never, ever worked anywhere, socialism, and the horrible destruction that has taken place in lives and the economy of nations. It's all about control. I have never understood people who have this great need to control everybody else. Never understood why they want to do that. And I keep asking, once you put this system everywhere and you have destroyed the producers, you have destroyed property, you've destroyed economies, what are they counting on to keep their system, their quality of life up? That, I don't think they want to live in a cave. I think they want to live in their mansions and all that. But what do they think is going to keep that running when everything collapses? Because that's exactly what happens is what it leads to.
Well, we're like the horse with the blinders on. And it's been going on so long, they no longer teach any of this in the public school system. They don't teach what our founding fathers did. They don't teach the truth about the revolution. They don't teach the truth about the Civil War. And so we don't know who we are. There's two generations out here that don't know who we are. They don't know where we came from. They don't understand that now they're being told that our founding fathers are just angry white men, bigots, and it's they don't know from whence they came.
Yeah, those are all tactics they're using. I was watching on one of those history channels, about World War II, and they were showing the rise of Adolf Hitler and how it happened. And as I'm listening to this, the way he used his shock troops to rein in the people so they wouldn't, public meetings like you and I might be, having against government policy. They come in and they shut it down. They beat people up. They do that. And I began to see if you could do a split screen of what I was watching on that history show about Hitler rising and put on the other side newsreels of what's happening today with people with their faces covered, all dressed in black, beating people up because they're in a public meeting. The attitude of, you're not allowed to have all these rights. They're wrong, all that. It would be absolutely identical. We are seeing this begin to happen in our country, and where we swore at the end of World War II, never again will we let a power like that rise, we are helping it happen now, and the way they do it is to, first of all, create a generation that is ignorant of any of this, and then they're easily pliable to move in the direction they want them to go in, and that's what we're seeing happen after three decades of the Department of Education and the propaganda coming out of the public education system and the absolute destruction of American ideals. It is working, and it's happening to us.
You know, I have been against the health care bill since day one, and it was even before it was written or voted on. To me, a national health care is just the wrong thing to do. It's not what we're about. And it's not health care anyway. It's insurance. I wish they'd quit calling it health care. It's just insurance. But when we look at that, I've received this a long time ago now. I've shared it several times on the air. It's the Beware of the Useful Idiots. And it's talking about the book Rules for Radicals and how to make a complete socialist state. And something that Obama wrote about and talked about is something that Hillary Clinton used in her college thesis. First one they control is health care. Then poverty. They need to have you poor. Debt. Gun control. Welfare. Education. Religion. And class warfare. They want you to hate the rich. And how much do we see that? It's even rich people telling us to hate the rich. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, aren't you wealthy? They get on the air. It's just something that we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Tom and Beth Ann will be right back.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Unfortunately, it's the final segment of the show again already, Tom. I tell you what, I just kind of chase rabbits around Jim. We're just going to have you on. We need a non-commercial show, but I can't do that. But that's what we need. You know, I know you've got a new book you're working on, and I know you've got a novel, and I want to have you let you push that just a little bit right now. And then we really need to have you back on. We really need to get into the crust of Agenda 21 and 2030, because we haven't done that for a while. And we're talking all around it and just giving people little sippets of it, and we need to really talk about it. Let's promote your books real quick before we get.
Sure. Well, this, you know, the property rights issue is definitely growing, because it's under siege in such a bad way. And what I'm working on, I'm working on a book right now on property rights and why property rights matter and how people are empowered by owning property and building their own wealth and so forth. And once that book is done, we are going to launch a property rights network, and this will be a mixture of individuals, organizations, elected officials, and so forth. The mission is to make property rights a major issue and make politicians talk about it and make them face this and begin to roll back regulations that are in the way and are stopping people from being able to build their own prosperity and so forth. So that's what I'm working on. The book I'm really proud of and just is completely different than anything I ever did before is my novel that I brought out this year. It's called Erase. and it is a political thriller. It is a murder mystery, but it's set in this world we're talking about, the sustainable world with a, you know, we talk about the dark state and all that. All that's in there, and it shows from several different points of view, from business, from education, from religion, and from political activism. I have heroes in each of those areas trying to find the answer, what to do, and people keep dying as they discover the truth. And but in the end, you know, it all comes out. But people have told me that in the book, as many policy articles as I've written and as other people have written, they read these things. When they read it in the book, in a story, in an interesting story, they got it much quicker than trying to read the policy papers. And I've been just thrilled that the book has been compared in several different reviews to Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, to George Orwell's 1984, to Michael Crichton's State of Fear. I was shocked when I read these reviews, and just really, really honored to be there. And it is available. We have in two different places. We have, of course, it's on Amazon. Its title is Erase, and what it's talking about is erasing America's past. That's really what that stands for. And so it's on Amazon, Erase. And we also have a website called erasenovel.com. And you can see all the reviews there we've gotten and comments that other people have made about it. I had one lady tell me, she said, I had 25 pages left to read. I didn't want to finish it because I didn't want it to end.
So. You're going to have to say, you know, everybody sends me books, but I'm going to have you send me that book.
Oh, absolutely. I'll do that.
I would
absolutely
love to have that. Yeah. And it's, you know, I have long said we need to send, when we elect these people, we need to send them up there with erasers to erase these laws that they have perpetrated against the people. And there's so many on the books that need to be gone. And what we see going on right now, all this fighting and this bickering and this anger and this hatred and death threats and shootings at picking out Republican officials, you know, it's just... it's horrible. I don't know how else to put it. It tends to be discouraging. I was a little discouraged yesterday, and for that and other reasons that are things that are going on here. But it's amazing to me how far away we've come, and you know, it goes back to that poem about apathy. You know, and that's what we have been. We have been so comfortable that they have gotten their way in, and we were sleeping. While we were sleeping, that was a movie too. While we were sleeping, the socialists came in and took over.
I'll tell you what, I honestly believe if Donald Trump didn't accomplish anything else, the one thing he accomplished was he pulled back the curtain and he showed how deeply entrenched these guys are, and he's showing how far they're willing to go to keep their power. He is a threat to that power, to everything they've accomplished over all these years, and they are not about to let him achieve that, and they're pulling everything out they can to stop that and to bury it once and for all so nobody ever rises up again and threatens them. That is what we're seeing happen here. This is how deeply entrenched they are. But the other thing he's done is through his campaign, he energized people who were not involved in politics before. He opened their eyes to how biased the news media is, how entrenched these guys are, how evil they are. And I'm hoping that a lot of these people, no matter what happens with Donald Trump, they stay in active. And I think it's our job to keep them involved, to keep them fighting these battles that they've now had their eyes open to, and that's my focus, to make sure we do that.
Liberty is never truly won. Freedom is never truly won. There's always that person right there around the corner coming in the door that's willing to take what you have. They want to take what you have. That's just human nature. And we get these guys up there in power. We've made career politicians, which was a huge mistake. How we elect these senators instead of getting them appointed, that was a huge mistake, because now they just buy their way in. And there's so many things, but I still believe, and I know you do too, the solution. And the solution is we the people. It's not Donald Trump. It's not Mike Pence. It's we the people. And they did wake it up. And I didn't know Vice President Mike Pence at all. I'd never really heard of him until he was running. And the more the man talks, the more I like him. You're right. He's wakened people up. And we've been trying to do that for a long time, haven't we, Tom? And
we have. He's got a bigger footprint.
Okay. Somebody is asking about Erase. Will it be on audiobook?
I'm working on that. We started to put it together that way, and then I got distracted, and I got to get back to it. We're working on it, yeah.
Well, if you need any female voice, let me know. Erase is the name of the book, and you can go to erasenovel.com. Tom, I'm going to have to get you back on real quick, real soon, because we're just barely scraping the surface of what's really going on. And it's not about investigations. It's about property rights. It's about liberty. It's about independence. We're coming up on the 4th of July. I hope you'll be able to listen. We're going to do a special show. Tom, thank you so much for all that you do. I'm going to shoot you an email and some dates. We'll get you back on real quick. Appreciate
all right, my
it
pleasure.
So much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for all that you do. Tom DeWeese with the American Policy Center. Just go to AmericanPolicy.org. Get his book, Erase. I'm not really selling it for him, but I know that you're really going to, we get all these serious books. This one's written in a novel form, Erase. Go to erasenovel.com. Do what you can. We have to wake up. We have to work together. It's up to you and me, we the people, to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.